Brother George. Appreciate Brother George leading the singing today and Miss Sally playing today. Amen. Miss Sally, I really appreciate that. It is so much better to have live music 10 to 1 than canned music, I guarantee you. So thank you so very, very much, Miss Sally, for doing that. I've been really excited about this whole preaching extravaganza thing, and I look at the guys that have spoken, and I remember very well the day Steve Hunt was in the old office over there and accepted Christ that day. And man, God has brought Steve so far. His wife has been saved, his son was saved, and listen to David Jeremiah today. His other son in California has been in church there, but Jared was first, but Jared been saved a long time, Tom was saved when he came, but Tom preached his first sermon here. And just a year ago last January, Brother Randy Titus was here on Wednesday night with Kathy, who was going to a new convert class with her daughter and son-in-law. And it was during that time that Brother Randy was in my office and showed enormous interest. In fact, he was in a new convert class, not even saved, and had the chance to lead him to the Lord in my office. And man, God's done so much work in he and Kathy's life, and we are so thankful for you guys, Brother Randy. I mean that, and they with all of our guys, and just to see a guy that's just been saved just over a year and a half be willing to do this is big stuff. And I've told all of our guys, the length is not important, the longevity of the sermon is not important. Just get in the Word of God. Say what God lays on your heart, and it'll be good for us.
Right.
You know, whether it's 5 minutes or longer or 30 minutes, it don't matter. Most guys have gone full-length sermons, and that's fine. And if you do tonight, brother, that's fine. If you go an hour and a half, we're going to start sweating. But no, I know some preachers that I've heard that preach for 2 hours. Connie Character from Oklahoma preached in Birmingham, Alabama in a meeting, preached for 2 hours and had a heart attack and had to go have major open heart surgery after that. And I said, Connie, if you just preached 45 minutes, you wouldn't have had a heart attack. You know, but I'm excited about what God's doing among our men and our ladies. We'll be starting our men's prayer breakfast back up in the fall, and the ladies will be starting their book studies back in the fall. And just every time we have an opportunity to get together, it's always good. I never cringe. I never worry about when we have meetings, whether it's prayer meetings, Bible study, whatever. Or we just go fishing, Chris. We went, 9 of us went up there the other day, Brother Robertson. We caught a limit of trout among 9 people. You know, 4 among 9 people. But we had fun. We had fun. And that's really fellowship, and the sweetness of fellowship is so good when it's good. And we need to pray, and I hope you join me in praying about this. I pray regularly, God build an impenetrable shield around our church that the devil can't get in. And because nothing more the devil would like to do than hear other churches talk about our problems the way we hear talk of other churches' problems. And so let's pray for Brother Randy as he comes. Brother Randy, we're just excited to have whatever God's got on your heart. Brother, you come and share with whatever it is.
Well, this whole thing started off back in April when Brother Steve and I were here working on building the bookshelves for the new bookstore. Pastor had to go to Brother Mark and Miss Debbie's to pick up the little rolling bookcase out there, asked us to go along. We stopped and had lunch. He was telling me then that he was going to have the men do Sunday night services. Said I ought to think about doing one. Brother Steve, being the loving man that he is, says, yeah, brother, you ought to do it. You'll do good. Well, here I am. We'll see if I do good. Anyhow, if you open your Bible to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So back on that day, I asked Brother Steve, I said, how do you know what to talk about? He said, it'll just come to you. Well, it was during the Waldo Canyon fire on that Tuesday night when the fire was moving to the north, getting ready to take out Flying W Ranch and the homes. I prayed that the wind would either lay down or change directions. I was out to feed my horses. God answered my prayer. The wind changed directions. I was in a cloud of smoke. So I think you pray and you don't keep track of whether it's been answered or not. So these are some of the prayers that you know have been answered. I know that one was answered. I was in a cloud of smoke. Other things, church family members we pray for, healing, different ones. Miss Judy with her foot, which now we got to do continued prayers for her, get her healed back up again. Others. People on the prayer list. We hear from time to time, you get results that so-and-so has been cured of this, or they're healed from this surgery or this broken bone. Brother Dexter told us about Brother Greg with these kidney stones. We prayed for him. We got a report that he finally passed them. More prayers that we know have been answered. Another one a fellow was telling me about, he had to give up what he was doing because of injuries. Was going to school to be a physical therapy assistant. Needed daycare money. He was on his way to class. Said, God, I need $500. He'd bought some sheep from kids from an FAA project after a fair. Didn't know why he had them. Wanted to get rid of them. Called somebody. Says, you know anybody I can sell these sheep to? They gave him the name of a sheep broker. Called the guy. He says, I'll buy them. He loaded them up, took them over there. They dumped them out in a herd of a couple hundred sheep. The fella says to him, are they young sheep? And he says, well, I think so. Does it make a difference? He says, you get better money for younger sheep. They went out and the 200 head of sheep that were out there finally got them caught. And he said, yeah, they're young sheep. He says, okay, let's go in the house. Went in the house, sat there and ran some numbers on his calculator. Looks at it and clears it out. Does this 3 or 4 times. Shakes his head, writes out a check and hands it to him. Fellow looks at it and just started crying. Check was for $500. Guy asked him, is everything all right? He says, I just want to tell you how mighty our God is. I asked him for $500 and I just got my $500. That fellow says, I'm glad you shared that with me because I've never spent that kind of money for sheep before and I didn't know why I was doing it today. Well, God answered the prayer, and that's why he was paying $500 for those 2 sheep. So, with that, that's about all I got. Prayers that are answered. So if it's a monetary thing, if you ask for an exact amount, and something happens and you get it, you know your prayer's been answered. I got through it. Will you do? do the invitation?
Sure, go ahead.
What are you laughing about?
That's good, brother. I tell you, I said, don't have to be long to be good, right?
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Excellent job.
Am I done up
here? Yeah, you can sit here with us just for a second. You know, Miss Sally's going to come. Like I said, it didn't take a long sermon to be a good sermon. And I think that was a good sermon. How many of you have prayed specifically and God just nailed it? We can amen that, can't we? Amen. That's good. Now, you know, I think this would be an appropriate invitation. There may be something that you need God to do tonight that you may be praying for. And it may be good tonight, if God spoke to your heart through Brother Andy, that you might just want to come and say, God, you answered that guy's prayer $500. It might not be monetary need that you have tonight. It may be something else. It may be for wisdom or for guidance or whatever it may be. But if God's speaking to your heart tonight, that you need to just come and lay that on the altar and say, God, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to leave it with you. I'm going to pray. Remember what we just read. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it'll be open. And no better time than to come and say, Lord, I need you to answer my prayer. Let's stand together at our feet. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Brother Andy's here. And if the Lord's speaking to your heart, as Miss Sally's beginning to play, and there's just something on your heart you want to pray about, then just come and tell Jesus what's on your heart. Okay, would you do that? All right. Sally. All righty. Several people coming already. That's wonderful. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it'll be open. The Word of God says we have not because we ask not. Praying, you can come if you need to come and tell the Lord what's on your heart. Just say, Lord, I need you to hear me. I need you to answer my prayer. Several people here. Thank you so much for coming tonight. And again, I'm so proud of our guys. Norm did a great job. I realize Norm didn't call you by name a minute ago, but Norm did a great job. You know, all of our guys have done wonderful. And I said, sermons don't have to be long. They don't have to. You're about to bust a gut. I know. I do. I asked Brother Randy before it was over with. I said, are you nervous? He said, I just talked to family. And I said, well, he said, just family here. So that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. So, all righty. Well, we're out early enough. How many of y'all want to go get some ice cream somewhere? All right. So, Okay, thank you so much. Come, Brother Andy, I'll ask you and Miss Kathy if you would stand at the back and let us come back. Let him know if he spoke, the Lord spoke to you through his message tonight. And we're looking forward to these other guys, Jack and Brother Roberts and Boone and Dr. Crow. We're just looking forward to all of our men speaking. And again, any of our other guys through this, you didn't think you could do it, but you think, hey, I think I could do that. You're welcome to. I mean, listen, we're a church family. And we're growing together, all right. And it's not all about pomp and circumstance. It's about let's just grow together, get in the Word together, love each other, and that's to me is so important. So, all righty, let's pray together. I'm serious. We're out early enough. If you guys want to go get something, we'll slide out of here early and go do that. All right. Okay. Well, let's pray together. And good to have Brother Law and Miss Debbie back. Missed you guys this morning, brother. Yes, sir. We missed you guys. Glad you guys made it back. So, all righty. Let's pray together. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Again, Miss Allie, thank you for playing today. And we really appreciate that. And so let's pray together. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Brother Roberts, would you dismiss?